it's a Sunday morning. It's 1:03. Hello to Margaret MacDonald, who I was told is a bad loser. One record before the Origin of the Week. And one that is in contention to go into the Capital Top 30 this evening. Coming from Susie and the Banshees. And Arabian Nights.
Flashing Carpet Centre has just opened across from St. Finbarr's Cemetery on your way to the Wilton Shopping Centre. We have the widest selection of floor coverings available at incredibly low prices. We have Axminster carpets from £8.50 to £16.50 per square yard. Also in stock are rubber-backed carpets and vinyls from only £2.95, yes, £2.95 per square yard. You'll also find washable bathroom carpets and carpet tiles at incredibly low prices at the Glashing Carpet Centre just across from St. Finbarr Cemetery. And don't forget, we're open to 9 on Fridays and you'll have no car parking problems at the Glashing Carpet Centre just across from St. Finbarr Cemetery in Glashing.
They whispered into your brain. was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing.
Marilyn Monroe from Elton John, and her earlier of the week called Candle in the Wind at 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. Now in Capital Newsline coming away at 1:30, we'll be looking at the British Riots report, and Paul Sheehan will be discussing the new Meatloaf album. We'll be looking ahead to Sebastian Coe's chance of breaking the world mile record in Zurich. And we'll also be looking at How You Talk.
You've seen it all before, a million miles.
the Human League. And Love Action at 8 minutes now past one. Time for the preliminary question to our competition made for Minnesota single courtesy of Ursula's Record Shop. We're going to play you an oldie, number one from 1976. And we want to know the name of the band. And a little hint from you, you might think of Tony Clark when he was young.
Oh,
it's done by Pussycat. That's the young Tony Clark, you know, Pussycat. I thought somebody would say Kitten or something, but unfortunately no takers in that one, so we'll try you one again, once again. What we're going to do is we're going to play the current single from the current James Bond movie, For Your Eyes Only. We want you to ring us on 505-659, telling us two more movies, two more James Bond movies, and if you can do that, you have a chance to win yourself a single courtesy of Ursula's in Oliver Plunkett Street. For Shane Easton and For Your Eyes Only. Now, I was saying yesterday that if you won the competition before, that, well, we cannot leave you winless once again for a few weeks at least, and we've had a few callers on the line during that, two in fact, telling us, two James Bond movies, but as you were saying to them, we cannot leave you win the competition again, so we'll keep up the same question. If you can name two James Bond movies besides For Your Eyes Only, ring us on 505-659 and you can have a chance to win yourself a single courtesy of Ursula's in Oliver Plunkett Street.
It's new.
It's bright.
It's local.
It's factual.
It's informative.
It's fun. It's What's On in Cork, a great new glossy magazine about Cork in your shops now.
In this, the first issue, Chan Meyer revealed the real Cork and tell you what's on in Cork.
Read how a Corkman nearly became a member of the Rolling Stones.
Find out how Neil Turbine became famous and about the only Corkman who smiles when he sees the rain.
What's On in Cork has the frankest ever interview with Jimmy Crowley and a fascinating feature on the famous Cork lady, Katie Barry.
You'll also find a guide to the restaurants, pubs and disco clubs and What's On in Cork in What's On in Cork at your local newsagents now.
Thank you, see you again.
At Ursula's Record Shop, 33 Oliver Plunkett Street, you can get your records cheaper than any other shop in town. We have singles, current and oldies from 130 and a large range of albums at very competitive prices. We also stock radios and tape recorders and hi-fi accessories. Ursula's also have in stock small and medium-sized t-shirts featuring top bands for only $3.99. And don't forget, you can get your tickets for all major concerts at Ursula's Record Shop, 33 Oliver Plunkett Street. So call today to Ursula's or phone for inquiries at 23455.
Welcome back to the program. It's 18 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And, well, we've got someone on the line. I think she's still on the line. Alice Murphy, I think is the name. Hello!
Hello!
Alice Murphy, that's the name. You gave us two films, The Spy Who Loves Me and Moonraker, were the two besides the current one for Your Eyes Only. Now, first of all, Alice, any requests you'd like to put out?
It's Tim and Corn and Noreen.
For?
Tim, Corn and Noreen.
And Noreen, okay. Now, we'll ask you another question. We're going to give you the title of a record in the charts, and we want you to tell us who sings the same, okay? Grand. I'm looking at the charts of the Big Album actually, because we haven't picked that one out yet. Right then, a rather easy one for you. Which band plays the music of the Hooked on Classic song?
The London
Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Ooh, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? Okay, Alice, if you stay in the line, so please, one moment, okay?
Okay.
Alright, thank you, and congratulations to Alice Murphy there. Hooked on Classics by the London Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the former TCP as well. It's 90 minutes past one. We played you David Bowie earlier on in Space Oddity. Here's a record he wrote in 1972, performed by Motley Hoople. called All the Way from Memphis. And I wanted my David Bowie called All the Young Do. So I say hello now to Nori Murphy and to Billy Murphy who are up there in the Glen. And so hello to you. And we're going to play the second record from the featured album by Bread and an old Telly Savalas number as well. It's called If.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where?
Brings the time to 26 minutes past one, taking us up to News Headlines, what better to follow the Bread with something by the Jam.
Thank you.
the jam there and a song called Start from the album Sound Effects. 28 minutes now past 1 o'clock, and coming away in 2 minutes' time we'll have Newsline, where I'll be using my expert racing tips on the Newsline desk, and we'll try to do something better than yesterday. I'd just like to remind you once again, if you'd like your favourite five records to be played on the programme any day during the future coming weeks, you can write to myself, Sean Murphy, Care Capital Radio, 12 Mount Vernon Terrace, St. Luke's in Cork City. And, well, give me your favourite five records. May they be punk, rock, slow songs. No matter what they are, give them to me and we'll do our best to please you. Just like to remind you that Brian Biggs is running a competition as well, and you can win yourself a membership for 1 year to the Alto Video Club. And if you can write to him and tell him who starred in the film, with the song Rebel Without a Cause, and you have to have those in before this coming Saturday, okay? So that's if you'd like to win yourself a free membership to the Alto Video Club.
Get down, little bubble.
Get down to where the prices are down and the gap of North Main Street and Wilton Shopping Centre. A fabulous summer sale is now on with vast reductions all around. Some items are even below half price, and that's never been done before. At the Gap, ladies' tops and t-shirts, usually £12.95, are down to incredible prices starting at £2.95. Men's shirts are down to £7.95, and all jackets have been reduced by 20% or more. And the best news has to be this. Old jeans are down to £9.95. Yes, £9.95. And that includes all the leading brands, Levi's, Wrangler, Lee Cooper, Lois, and all the others. And if you're working, you won't miss out on the bargains, because the Gap is open till 9 p.m. every Thursday and Friday. So get down to where the prices are down this summer at the Gap, North Main Street and Wilton Shopping Centre.
And don't forget, old jeans stocked are down to £9.95.
Get down, baby, baby.
Here in Capital Radio, welcome along to Newsline. In a moment we'll have a report on the recent British riots and some sports news with Sean Murphy, but first off to Dave Johnson for the news headlines.
A discharge of light fuel oil believed to have come from the Innisfallen is washing the shore at Cove and has also been sighted at Holbolan Island. The discharge is believed to have occurred when the B&I car ferry was coming upriver this morning. An inspection of the area by officials of the Harbour Board is at the moment underway, and already it has been decided to spray the oil slick in an attempt to disperse it. American fighter planes have shot down two Libyan warplanes, which they say attacked them off the coast of Libya this morning. The Americans say it happened over international waters in the Mediterranean, about 60 miles off Libya. The Libyans claim that their territorial waters extend for 200 miles. The incident is to be discussed by the NATO Council at an emergency meeting in Brussels this afternoon. Northside bus services to Churchfield, Farnry and Gronabohr may be restored this evening, according to a worker director at CIE. Yesterday the company gave crews an assurance that radio contact would be kept with all buses on city routes after 8 o'clock at night. Gardaí have also promised extra surveillance in an effort to prevent the recurrence of attacks on bus crews. In Geneva, ministers of the 13 member states of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries have begun an emergency meeting on unifying prices. Saudi Arabia, which produces half the total OPEC output, wants to reduce the price of oil from $36 a barrel to $34. The Iranian gunboat seized off southern Spain last week is on its way to Iran, has been towed to the French naval base at Toulon after the hijackers were offered political asylum. The 20 hijackers, members of an anti-Khomeini group, had threatened to blow up the vessel in Marseille if the French authorities forced them out to sea. 177 Irish holidaymakers who have been stranded in Miami, Florida for the past 2 days are to be flown home by Aer Lingus tonight at the request of the Minister for Transport, Mr. Cooney. They were brought to Miami on one-way tickets by Cable Travel of Dublin after the collapse of the tour company Florida World. Aer Lingus say they will bill Cable Travel for tonight's lights. And finally, the Capital Radio weather words: cloudy in the west, with occasional outbreaks of rain. Elsewhere, it will be mainly dry with some bright spells.
Three people who saw the riots in Moss Side, Manchester last month told the Inquirer yesterday that they thought part of the trouble had been orchestrated by outsiders. All three gave their evidence anonymously, one in private, to the independent five-man tribunal appointed by Greater Manchester County Council and chaired by Mr. Bennett Heitner QC. The first witness said in private that he had seen a vehicle later found to have been stolen containing white and black men aged in their mid and late 20s. He saw and heard a white man lean out and shout to a group of youths to get up to stop four quarters to do as possible. The youth appeared to obey without question. The witness was satisfied that there was some orchestration behind the riots, and the tribunal viewed his evidence as important. The second witness, a young white man, said he was born and bred in Moss Side. On the first and second night of rioting, he was told that outsiders, two from Liverpool and London and one from Birmingham, had moved in. The young people who had given him that information represented the outsiders and had indicated to him that they were connected with the Socialist Workers' Party. Later that day, he saw an odd tea party with seven young white people who had copies of Socialist Workers' Party literature spread out before them. In the evening, he and his wife saw a large group of young people attacking Moss Side police station. The group was led by a small boy, he estimated to be only 9 years old, and whom he identified as being local because of his accent. But this witness maintained that the accents in the front ranks of the attacking party, whose ages range from 13 to 19, were mainly from Liverpool. He spoke after the riots to young people living in Moss Side and was told that while they did not mind bricking a building or bricking a copper, they would draw the line at throwing petrol bombs. He was convinced that the majority of Moss Siders would not use bombs or other serious weapons unless they had been put in their hands by an outsider. The witness, who said he was a catering officer, was convinced that there had been orchestration and that outsiders had been supplying material. Suggestions had been made to him that some people were prepared to pay rioters and looters, but he had no evidence of that. The third witness, a native of Pakistan, who said he had lived in Moss Side for 20 years, told the Inquiry that there had been no trouble between the ethnic communities. He said the black people of Moss Side are very friendly. The claims that outsiders were primarily responsible for the rioting were not supported by an analysis of arrests provided by the police. Several of yesterday's anonymous witnesses partly defended the police, who were criticised on the first day of the tribunal sittings. The second witness said that although there had been a breakdown in relationships between the police and young people, there were a lot of good policemen in Manchester, but also a few young idiots who were getting the whole of the police a bad name. He suggested that more experienced policemen should be posted to such a sensitive area. Mr. Heitner said he hoped that police would reply later to many criticisms and answer questions. The police analysis showed that between July the 7th and 11th, 106 people had been arrested on public order charges and 135 on criminal charges.
Sebastian Coe tonight attempts to smash the world mile record by 4 seconds. Now, success here would carry the mark outside the reach of his great rival Steve Ovett, and it could make the mile a four-long chase until well into the next century. Unbelievable as it seems, the 24-year-old Loughborough student can provide a glorious climax to the season littered with the wreckage of abortive record attempts. Now, since the First World War, no man has taken more than 2.7 seconds off the most emotive record in the statistic books. Then it needed Herb Elliott, the legendary Australian, to slice that amount off our own Derek Ibsbottom's 3.572 in 1958. And 80 degrees sunshine beat down in the windless city. Coe, resting some 20 miles away in a mountain chalet, said with total seriousness, "I intend to run 4 laps in 15.6 seconds each. I see no reason why that should not be possible. I've been preparing for this moment ever since I first discussed it with the Zurich organisers last December." That schedule would give Coe a time of 3 minutes 44 seconds, a staggering 4.8 seconds inside the mark of 3.48.8 set last year by Ovett. Coe will also be timed at the 1500 metres point in an attempt to beat Ovett's existing 3:31.36 record. If he manages that, the mile becomes easy, giving him more than 17 seconds to cover the final 110 yards. Now, if you want to get ahead, get a posh voice, for smooth talkers can make any old rubbish sound like the wisdom of Solomon. The real masters of the art are politicians, according to language expert Professor John Honey. He had studied the way some of Britain's top people have talked themselves into plum jobs. The professor says ex-Prime Minister Jim Callaghan would never have made it to number 10 Downing Street if he still had the Irish brogue of his ancestors. And Maggie Thatcher may have just another also-ran, but for a change of accent, reckons Professor Honey, head of the School of Education at Leicester Polytechnic. On the other hand, SDAP leader Roy Jenkins will never be PM, Prime Minister, because his voice is just too posh. There are chances for Labour's Roy Hattersley, whose South Yorkshire accent is perfect for a politician, says the professor. But Britain's top talkers are still BBC announcers, followed by educated Scots, West Countrymen and Yorkshiremen, when they remember not to drop their H's. The accents the professor doesn't recommend include Cockney, Scouse, Black Country and Galwegian.
At this point in the programme, I'd like to apologise for some sound problems during the Paul Sheehan story on the Liverpool riots. A school bus driver who admitted careless driving was said in court yesterday to have forgotten that he was in a double-decker. He drove under a low bridge and the roof was ripped off, magistrates were told in England. Quick thinking by a teacher, Mr. Arthur Boker, saved many of the 62 pupils from serious injury, it was stated. His warning shout gave children from Cockingham Primary School in Torquay time to duck. The driver, Anthony Keeley, aged 53, a father of two from Sherwell Valley Road, Torquay, was fined £60 and had his licence endorsed, the bench commended Mr. Boker. 56 children were treated... were treated for shock and four had slight injuries.
Queen's Old.